Annette Lynch chairs the Mount Holly Planning Commission. She and a group of 30 local residents have hired an attorney and threatened to sue the town because they feel the select board has violated the state's open meeting law by not providing adequate information about the new garage.
Well, I think it's disingenuous to say they informed the town.
In a letter outlining the group's concerns, attorney Wanda Otero alleges that the entire time the town garage was being planned, from 2008 through 2012, no substantive information on the proposal was given to the public. She notes that there is no mention of the project in any special meeting or in any town meeting or town report during that time. Otero's letter goes on to say the word garage only appears three times in select board minutes during those 5 years. Annette Lynch says one of the main goals of Mount Holly's town plan is to ensure local residents are involved in planning and decision making.
As a planning commissioner, you're in a position to know what is going on at a different level from the average citizen. So that, you know, if you're in that situation and you see things that really could be better and should be being done in a better kind of way, and maybe the town is, you know, proceeding not quite as legally as it should, or there's a possibility of that, then you've got some responsibility.
Members of the local select board wouldn't comment for this story, but their attorney, Jim Carroll, disputes the group's allegations.
This has been going on for 4 or 5 years, from what I can see of the public record, a very extensive public record, of meetings that have occurred through multiple bodies. All of the documentation that the board is considering is available to the public, and in fact has been provided.
But Annette Lynch says that's not entirely true, because in the minutes and agendas, the garage project is identified as the salt shed property, which she says is confusing.
People are not going to come to meetings unless they know what is going to be discussed. So something that said salt shed property is not going to bring out people who are concerned about the garage.
But Town Clerk Sue Cavalla says 382 local voters recently signed a petition in support of the select board and their handling of the town garage.
I feel there's been a lot of discussion. It's been over 5 years that this is. I think the majority of the people that signed the petition in support of the selectmen feel that way.
She says any new garage proposal will have to be approved by voters. She says the threatened lawsuit has just delayed the project and cost the town in legal bills. Meanwhile, members of the group concerned about the project will meet Sunday to decide if they'll move ahead with their lawsuit. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Mount Holly.